12-19.
Accept a grant in the amount of $393,412 and appropriate $100,000 for fiscal year 2016-17 from the U.S. Department of Justice, Office of Justice Programs, Bureau of Justice Statistics, Federal Fiscal Year 2016, National Crime Statistics Exchange Implementation Assistance Program for the Regional Justice Information Network to transition to national incident-based reporting systems.
Well, that was a mouthful. I think Tamara Meyer was going to be here to present this, but I don't see her at the moment, so we might need to carry this over. Let's maybe take testimony on it if there's anyone who wants to speak about this item. Come on up.
I'm prepared to vote on it without a presentation.
Yeah, we might be able to take action on it. I've got some information here. Good morning. Good
morning, Mayor Hales and Commissioners. I'm Dan Handelman with Portland Cop Watch. I was interested in hearing the presentation, but I'll testify on what I read. Moving from a regional to a national system raises a lot of questions, similar to the Joint Terrorism Task Force. What if the local police wrongly target someone and that person ends up in the national database? The point was driven home, and I can't remember if it was the DOJ or the CO sales report, where they raised a question about officers who are entered into the regional system as homicide suspects after shooting incidents. Now, I think it's appropriate to do that because an officer who shoots somebody or kills them is a suspect in an attempted or completed homicide. But then what happens if they're cleared? And if the officers are concerned about getting their names out of this database, what happens to ordinary citizens? I didn't see anything in this document that addresses that question. Meanwhile, I witnessed Commissioner Fish asking for the rules to be suspended before. And as I've stated before, if the council is going to use or ignore its written rules to shut down testimony as you did in the middle of the first reading of the PPA contract, you should follow your own rules to run your meetings. This means affirmative majority votes to suspend the rules, to move the meeting out of council chambers, or to reset the start time of statutorily described council meetings. You only have 9 days left to suspend your rules and rescind the PPA contract. Last week, information was put out stating the PPA has accepted the discipline guide, yet the record shows...
And I want to ask you to talk about this item, please.
Well, I've seen people testifying for the last couple of weeks on things that were not directly... This is directly related to the police, and this is what the item's about.
Go ahead.
The record shows that they dropped a grievance about officers fired for untruthfulness, reserving the right to grieve other aspects. It was also claimed that the council would fight efforts to create policy where police can review body camera footage before writing reports, but the council made that issue mandatory for bargaining. Much was made of the fact that officers have been fired, but only one was fired after a use of force incident, and binding arbitration clause in the contract was never addressed. Other procedural irregularities abound, but for instance, the auditor wasn't invited to the meetings to plan for changes. The mayor didn't even propose public meetings about the contract and said the past was theater. I think we learned a lot by going to those, and I wish that had been done again. Judge Simon called you out for not hearing the public testify. And, I have a list of links in the national news to the police brutality that were unleashed on people trying to testify to this issue. And the mayor's legacy is not going to be getting rid of the 48-hour rule. It will be the beating of those people being forced out of this public building. Thank you.
Ms. Walsh, go ahead.
My name is Joe Walsh, for the record. We sit here in total support of Cop Watch presentation of what they just said, and we just hope that you take some of this under advisement because it's important stuff. Sometimes, what I said before is true. If you have the authority or the power, you don't have to use it. You know? If somebody goes over a little bit, you got to let them go, you know? And try to rein them in. We had a COAB meeting the other night that there was no incident at all. And you know why? Because everybody was treated with dignity. They went over a little bit. They let them go. What's 30 seconds? Most of the time, you don't have people show up here to communicate. You had how many missing this morning? And the reason is you have to sign up in advance. Where the county, you can sign up the day that you present. Makes it current. Very important. So all of these things are important. And listen to the mayor. I know you only got a few weeks. Probably don't give a damn about anything. Listen, the rest of you, you can challenge the mayor, you know, under parliamentary procedures. All you need is a majority, and you can override his decision on anything. So why don't you do it? You've never done it. None of you. And you know he was wrong on a whole bunch of stuff. Thank you.
Thank you both. Anyone else? Come on up.
And I get to say good afternoon. Good afternoon, commissioners. On this item 1219, the other two speakers have talked to you about important problems we've had here in City Hall before. I do want to say that I think there's also been a history of dysfunction in crime reporting and electronic crime reporting within the police department that hasn't got as much attention as another large scale, I think, electronic permitting process. So I think that it's very important, maybe even that you wait and get a presentation, and if not, that you look at that this program will have the best in accountability and process management so that we don't have another situation where we're paying for data, somebody to develop a data interchange program, and we're not getting the results. I think in the previous past couple of years, we've had people from the police department testify here that they can't interface their data with the FBI because they're doing such and such. And perhaps this is the solution to that, but it would be better if we had more clarity about that. Thank you.
Thanks. So I think I have an answer to Mr. Hanneman's question, which is in my notes here. It says that since Regions launched, there have been a number of software issues. The Regions system is not compatible with the Oregon State Police system, and as a result, there were reporting errors and a failure to report some data in accordance with the federal requirements. So in spring of this year, the Police Bureau abandoned that customization effort, which means that the data must now be converted back to the federal standard. So that's why this grant is going to have them go back to the FBI national system instead of having this, frankly, cobbled together arrangement between Portland's system and Oregon State Police. I think I got that right. Okay, good. So,
and presumably that would help in crimes such as sexual assault, that they're going to a national system and we can find that the police will be able to find. And it would presumably also be subject to Portland's rules and regulations and policies and principles of what we agree, what we collect and share and what we don't.
That's right. I mean, I don't know if you want to talk about how our, we do have data management policies in the Bureau that this is subject to regardless of whose platform we're on. So to your
question. I think that would be helpful, actually.
Okay, would you come put that in, into the record for us? Thank you.
I'm Kimberly Roark. I'm with the Region Sustainment Team, the global manager. We're going to the NIBRS standard, which is the federal standard for crime reporting, and yes, it will cover all of the crimes, and we'll be able to accurately report. As of yesterday, we converted our database over to NIBRS, and we are doing the data verification to make sure that we can begin reporting, and we will, should be underway here soon. This grant is helping us get an extra pair of hands because we're doing this not only for ourselves but for our partners, and we're all moving forward together in the region project.
Thank you.
If memory serves, that's one of the issues that the Department of Justice and the Community Oversight, what's the co-call? It's after lunch.
Community Liaison.
Thank you. They found us deficient in not having the system set up properly, so this is going to correct that deficiency.
Correct. This is going to correct that deficiency, and make us far more accurate.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the good work.
Thanks
Thank
for
you.
Being
here. You're welcome.
Okay, it's an emergency ordinance. Let's take a vote, please.
Novick?
Aye.
Great.
Surprised I've been told I'm too shy about complaining when the procedures don't go right. If I thought that something had gone wrong, I would say so, and I continue to support what we did, even though I'm continuing to get quite a lot of questions from the community about it. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Hales?
Good work. Thank you. Aye.